Masechet Sanhedrin, Perek Bet, Mishnah Aleph. We mentioned the Kohen Gadol at the end of the last Perek. We'll now elaborate on different halachot that apply to the Kohen Gadol. Mishnah says, Kohen Gadol, Dan V'danin Oto. A Kohen Gadol is allowed to be a judge. He could sit on a Bet Din, and others are allowed to judge him as well. We bring him to court. If there's a need to bring him to court, nobody is above the law when it comes to the Torah. Me'id U'me'idin Oto. He's allowed to testify about others, and others are allowed to give testimony about him. Holetz, he's allowed to do halitza for his brother's widow. For his brother's widow. His brother passed away, and his brother passed away with no kids. He has to do yibum or halitza. We'll mention that he's only allowed to do halitza. He could free her from the automatic connection that they have once his brother dies by going through the halitza process where the woman spits towards the brother-in-law and does the whole entire ceremony of halitza. If he passed away with no children, his brothers do halitza with his wife, or they do yibum with his wife. They marry his widow. But unlike a regular Kohen, if his brother passes away with no children, since he's the Kohen Gadol, he's not allowed to do yibum with his brother's widow. He's not allowed to marry his brother's widow because a Kohen Gadol is prohibited to marry anybody who is a almana, who is a widow. Now we'll talk about other halachot where Kohen Gadol is different than a regular Kohen. A regular Kohen is not allowed to become impure by a dead body, but there are exceptions for very close relatives. The 7 Kerovim, a father, mother, brother, an unmarried sister, son, daughter, and wife. If one of those pass away, a regular Kohen is allowed to become impure. But a Kohen Gadol is different. The Kohen Gadol, the Pasuk says, Ve'al kol nafshot met lo yavo. You're not allowed to become impure to any met. Le'aviv ul'imo lo itama. To his mother and his father, and we learn all his close relatives as well, he's not allowed to become impure. So we'll talk about now, what does the Kohen Gadol do at a funeral of a close relative? Met lo met. If somebody close to him, a relative, passes away, eno yotze haramita. He's not allowed to go behind the people carrying the coffin all the way to the grave because he may be so sad about what's going on, he's going to go approach the coffin and violate the isur of becoming tameh. Rather, what happens is when the people are carrying the coffin, when they're hidden from view, he could appear. When they are out there in the open, he hides. In other words, when the people who are carrying the coffin are entering a street and they made a turn, for example, then he's allowed to come up behind them because he won't see the coffin. But once they reappear in his view, he has to wait. He's not allowed to see the coffin. Again, the fact that he's being restricted in some way reminds him that he's not allowed to go touch the coffin and become tameh. Ve'yotzeh imahen at petach ha'ir divrei Rabbi Meir. He's only allowed to go till the entrance of the city. Once he reaches the end of the city, he can't continue with them because beyond the city, the whole terrain, the area, there's no streets and there's no alleyways, and therefore he would be unable to hide himself. He would see the coffin at all times. This is the opinion of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees and he says the Kohen Gadol is not allowed to be at the funeral at all. He's not allowed to leave the Bet HaMikdash to follow the coffin. Like the Pasuk tells us, if a Kohen Gadol's relative passes away, he's not allowed to leave the Mikdash in order to go to the relative. That's how Rabbi Yehuda understands this pasuk. He understands it literally. Rabbi Meir, who says he's allowed to go to the funeral, but he can't see the coffin, he would say that what it means is min ha-Mikdash lo yetzeh, he can't leave the holy level of the Bet HaMikdash by becoming impure. Now we'll talk about what a Kohen Gadol does when he's dealing with mourners. Ukeshu menachem acharim, when he's comforting those who are in mourning, if somebody passed away and he doesn't want to mingle with everyone else. Derech kol ha'am ovrin bazeh acharzeh. The custom after the dead person is buried is the mourners stand there and the people pass in front of them one after the other, giving them a little consolation, giving them some kind words. The Kohen Gadol is allowed to attend this type of funeral because we're not nervous that he's going to become Tameh. It's not a close relative, it's somebody he knows. So we're not nervous that he's going to become so anxious that he's going to go try and touch the coffin. But we want to make sure that the Kohen Gadol is given the proper kavod. So we just said there's a line of mourners and the line of people who pass right in front of them. So what we do is we try to put the Kohen Gadol in a position that's honorable. And therefore, there's a deputy Kohen Gadol, the replacement of the Kohen Gadol if he becomes impure. So he goes with the Kohen Gadol, and he takes the Kohen Gadol and he sort of sandwiches him between himself and the people. We said, just to picture four different lines, the bottom line is the line of mourners. The people pass right in front of them and give them a few words. Above that would be the Kohen Gadol. He would be next to the people. And then on the other side of him would be the second the replacement for the Kohen Gadol. If the Kohen Gadol here is in the middle between the replacement for the Kohen Gadol, his deputy, and the people on the left, it gives honor to the Kohen Gadol. Here we'll talk about what happens when the Kohen Gadol is himself in Avelut, in mourning. Ukeshehu mitnahem me'acherim, when he is in mourning and being comforted by others, kol ha'am omrim lo anu kaparatecha. The people tell him, we are your atonement, you should receive a kapara, you should receive forgiveness, because we accept the suffering that's meant to fall onto you. They're giving him some words of comfort. And he tells them back, you should be blessed from the heavens. When they're giving him the mourner's meal, the se'udat havra'a, which is the first meal after the burial, they give it to him. The rest of the people who were there, they recline on the floor to show that they're also grieving with him. They're part of the suffering with him, and he reclines on a safsal. He sits on a bench because he's the Kohen Gadol. We want to give him honor.